Distorted View Daily proudly presents Prisms, a rainbow gift from nature, or nefarious government secret op mind control experiment?
I'm just wondering what the heck is in our water supply, what the heck is in our oxygen supply of the metallic oxide salts that create a rainbow effect in a sprinkler. What is oozing out of our ground that allows this type of effect to happen? Not just around our sun and our moon anymore. Everywhere we look, the visible spectrum is rainbows. This cannot be natural. We all know it wasn't something that happened 20 years ago, but now it's happening now. We as a nation have got to ask ourselves, what the hell is going on? What is oozing out of our ground? This cannot be natural. What the hell is going on? The metallic oxide salt.
Breaks. It's Sunday, January 20th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, snorting bloody cocaine residue, plus fucking for a bucket of chicken, fighting with the near dead about rice, and you can now buy chocolate farts. All this plus your voicemails today on DV.
Get off my phone!
Rape my boy pussy. Rape my boy pussy.
I need prune juice right away. I'm so constipated, yeah!
Hell, you can shove anything up the rectum.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, say freaks! Tim Henson back here with you as promised for the weekend show. Got a great one for you today. We kick things off with a video that I found. I just stumbled upon this today, while messing around on YouTube. Steve-O. Yeah, look at me. All professional, have the theme song for his show queued up. Yeah, Steve-O was on Jackass, of course. His most infamous stunts, though, were somehow not dying from the copious amounts of drugs that he took. Just an impressive feat. He's sober now. He's actually been sober for quite a while, but he was on something called In Depth with Graham Bensinger. I think it's a syndicated interview show. Anyway, he told just an insane story. From his drug days, apparently he was over, some dealer's house. The dealer was passed out, and Steve-O was like, oh, I could really use something up my nose right about now.
I reached a point where I can't even stop trying to wake him up, but I'm in his house. And over at the table where he would weigh out all of his drugs, there was a very noticeable residue of cocaine that, just from the volume of cocaine that had been over through this table, it was just, there was a residue of it.
Using the word residue makes it sound like it was sticky or wet or something, which is gross when you think, cocaine is a powder. But obviously, people were snorting lines of it off this table and doing God knows what else. Probably got some nose mucus, boogers, spit. Who knows what other type of fluids are in the mix there. It turned that fine cocaine powder into more like dough.
I wasn't sure if I should snort it or if I should fry up some cocaine elephant ears.
There's a Jackass stunt for you. I'm Steve-O, and I'll be preparing some breakfast Coke waffles.
And so I went over to the table to scrape up a pile of cocaine to snort it. But as I had sat down looking at it, there was, of course, blood had been squirted. You could see, the little, tiny little blood, blood splatter.
Now, this is a hardcore coke fiend. He's telling this story on national television. You know how it's going to end, right? I doubt it's going to be like, I was totally grossed out. Blood, ew. So I walked away and got sober.
Blood, blood splatter, on the residue. And this is how just desperate and pathetic my addiction was, that I sat there, knowingly scraping up this tainted, blood cocaine, and I sat there and snorted it.
That delightful mix of booger sugar, mucus, and blood. And really, probably all sorts of other debris that's on that coffee table. cigarette ashes, toenail clippings. If you thought the story ended there, oh, you don't know Distorted View Daily. There's always a twist.
You know, which is so f***ed up. I snorted the blood of an intravenous drug user. I can't like, that's the extent.
What was your reaction when you found out he was HIV positive?
Dun, dun, dun! That was a suspenseful dun sound. I'm not trying to bring up the very painful death of Ryan Dunn. Last thing I need is for poor Steve-O to start self-medicating again. You'll know he'll do anything to get that fixed, including drinking AIDS blood. Thick and curdled. You know, in life, you gotta play the odds. Steve-O knew this guy was an intravenous drug user. All signs point to HIV. Apparently, though, if, you know, AIDS blood has been sitting out, mixed with cocaine and toenail clippings, it sort of dilutes the poison. At least it did in Steve-O's case.
At that point, I had already been through, you know, I'd had HIV tests so many times over and over, and it's like all these years later, and I just don't have it. Like, fortunately, that when blood dries, or when it's, you know, the AIDS doesn't live.
Dr. Steve-O, everybody. Still wouldn't mess around with dried HIV-infected blood.
And that's one to grow on.
Important tip from your friend Tim. Let's move on. Hey, speaking of HIV, I could really use your help in getting rid of this thing. No, I could really use your help. Do you remember many years ago on the show, we featured a prostitute who had HIV because she took a damn AIDS test. That's how she found out she had it. Her words, not mine. I can't remember this woman's name. She was interviewed, and the interview was posted on YouTube. I believe the story goes that she sort of got her life on track, and I think she was a stylist at a hair salon. That's the last update we got on her. I think the local news did a piece. Her name may have been Yvonne. We featured her heavily in our Christmas song, The 12 Days of Distortion. That's the only audio I have left of her.
A dirty crack who dying of HIV.
You mean Bobola virus?
That's right, the human Boboli virus. Boboli is a pizza crust. This woman is all confused. Maybe she didn't have AIDS. I mean, I guess if you say HIV real quick and you sort of mumble it, it sort of sounds like deep dish.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
If any of you guys can spur of the moment bullshit. That's how a lot of people find out they're HIV positive. If you guys could go on YouTube and find this, I tried, I couldn't. Maybe you'll have better luck than me. While searching for her, though, I did find a really strange local news clip about a prostitute with HIV.
Convicted prostitute with HIV is arrested again, charged with soliciting sex.
As we later find out, this woman's almost a celebrity. She's been arrested so many times for prostitution.
Sheriff's officials tell me they have a long history with Vicky West. In fact, she's known so well to law enforcement, there's actually a law named after her.
Now that is pretty fucking impressive. Wait till you hear what the law is, though. Think about this. On one hand, you know, this woman's life is in shambles. She's been arrested countless times. She's an old, like an old prostitute. It's a sad existence. On the flip side, she's achieved something that most of us never will. Her name will live on long after she dies because there's a law named after her. She's basically immortal now.
In fact, she's known so well to law enforcement, there's actually a law named after her, making it a felony to solicit prostitution when you're HIV positive.
My, what a feather in her cap. I honestly think I would be honored to have something like that named after me. I'd be throwing that around. Tim Henson, a table for two, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Henson. We're looking at a two-hour wait. No, I'm Tim Henson of the you gotta tell the John if you have AIDS law. Kind of a big deal.
But investigators say
that... Also, prostitution is already illegal. It's weird that there's an extra law that applies sometimes. You just committed a double illegal act. I think mathematically, the two illegal acts should cancel each other out, and you shouldn't be charged with a crime at all. This is different than just, like, committing two different crimes. Like, oh, I robbed a bank and I murdered someone while robbing the bank. That I understand. That, you know, you can be charged with multiple crimes. I get that. I'm not a moron. But if you're a prostitute and you're soliciting, that's a crime. And if you're a prostitute and you're soliciting and you forget to tell them you have HIV, that's another crime. But the first part of the crime is still part of the crime that you're committing the second time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that double indemnity? Double jeopardy? I object. Prosecution rests. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a bunch of legal things now. Sustained. All right. Let's finish up with this stupid story.
Making it a felony to solicit prostitution when you're HIV positive. But investigators say that's exactly what she was doing when they ran into her Friday night during a prostitution sting on Main Street.
Oh, by the way, if you think this is as bad as it gets, once again, you don't know Distorted View Daily. There's always a twist.
West was subsequently arrested and made her first court appearance today. She pleaded not guilty to two counts of engaging in solicitation after positive HIV test.
How? Like, the balls on this woman. How could she possibly plead not guilty? She's been arrested like 50 times for prostitution. She has a law named after her because she's HIV positive. And that's what she's denying here?
She pleaded not guilty to two counts of engaging in solicitation after positive HIV test and loitering to engage in solicitation. Now, according to the detective's incident report, West was wearing a Santa hat and cheetah print coat.
I like that she was trying to drum up business by dressing up festively for the holidays. How about you come up Santa's chimney for once? Wink, wink. The greatest part of the story is coming up here.
West was wearing a Santa hat and cheetah print coat when she waved their car over. Officers say West agreed to have sex for the cost of 6 boxes of chicken.
I can't figure out if she wanted the chicken or wanted the cash value of 6 boxes of chicken. Like, if this was her way of getting around prostitution or solicitation laws. 6 boxes of chicken is a lot of chicken for a crack whore to eat. Maybe she has a family, crack whore with a heart of gold. Is her theory like, well, you can't have sex for money, but you can have sex for fast food? In that case, it sounds like there may be yet another law named after her real soon. Can't trade sex for fried chicken. I think she actually wanted the chicken. I mean, the cash value of that chicken is like $20. She could have easily, instead of saying like, oh, pay me what 6 boxes of chicken would cost, she could just pick something that actually costs $20. Buy me a $20 Ohio Lotto scratcher. Just really strange.
An unusual agreement, but officials say she knew what she was doing.
She's a pro. Can't spell prostitute without pro.
It did. Vicky West is very well known to not only to the sheriff's office, but also to Dayton. I'm sure she's been arrested well over 50 times. Vicky is very well known.
By the way, this happened in Ohio, of course. The Florida of the North. Ting.
To our detectives, and I'm sure when they saw who it was, they definitely wanted to find out what she was up to. And it appears that she was up to
6 boxes of chicken for a fuck is what she's up to.
Engaging in prostitution.
Well, there you go. Crack whores in the news. Now, while I am still having trouble finding the crack whore who took a damn AIDS test, spur of the moment bullshit, I was able to find an old friend. We started featuring Tonetta, what, in the late aughts? 2008, 2009, something like that. He was banned from YouTube many times. Stuck-up assholes don't appreciate art. So he moved on over to Vimeo, where he just went totally nude. For those of you that don't know, Tonetta is a singer-songwriter who performs usually wearing a mask and a thong, a bra sometimes, and he has very provocative lyrics. This song's called, what is it called? What the hell is the name of this song? Oh, that's right, Cox. The song's called Cox. That's an oldie but a goodie. He's got a lot of songs about sex. Anyway, so he moved over to Vimeo, and that's when he got rid of the bikinis or panties or whatever, and his little dicklet was just flapping around, which I guess is okay on Vimeo. For reasons that I don't understand, he left Vimeo, and he's back on YouTube, And you know, he got a weird ass username. I couldn't find him for the longest time. I thought Tonetta just disappeared, right? Well, he's back on YouTube under the username 777DLWaters, of course. Here are some of his new songs. These were just posted within the last few months. This is called Sexy Things.
I love sexy things. Sexy clothes, sexy tits. Sexy moth and sexy cocks.
Sexy tits, sexy cocks.
Best I can remember.
I love that Tonetta hasn't changed. Still singing about cocks. As a matter of fact, another one of his new songs is called Protein Man. I think I know what this is about. Yeah, open your mouth for Tonetta's protein.
Give me a hand.
You know, he's got a lot of songs about tits and pussy and a lot of songs about cocks. I got a really, really, really big cock was one of his songs, right? But, I've got to play this for people who have never heard of Tonetta before. My favorite song of his is Pretty Innocent.
Yummy, 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 yummy pizza. Yummy, 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 yummy.
The song gets stuck in my head every time I play it. Yummy, 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 yummy pizza.
The only slice I truly like costs more than I buy tacos.
There you go. So happy to hear that Tonetta is still around.
We go
doing what he does best. All right, I've got one more piece of audio for you. Oh, this is infuriating.
White rice wouldn't solve the problem.
Oh, yeah, this is a guy who insists that his phone can be saved. I guess he's at a repair shop and he's pissed off because the clerk behind the counter was like, no, your phone is destroyed. And the old person was like, no, someone told me you can just put the phone in rice. And then I don't know what it does, but it fixes it. It's like, yeah, maybe if your phone fell into a puddle for like a second, that rice trick might work. But if the circuitry or something is completely damaged, how the fuck do you think rice is going to repair anything? Rice doesn't have little tiny hands to do some delicate electronic repairs.
White rice wouldn't solve the problem.
White rice does not repair phones.
Someone just
phones.
Someone just told me this morning.
Here's your problem. Someone just told me. Just because someone tells you something doesn't mean it's accurate.
I'm talking about a water-damaged phone.
Okay.
Someone told me this morning that they put a whole video camera in a bag of white rice and it solved the problem.
Okay.
Why would it not solve this?
Because white rice does not repair an electrical connection that's damaged.
How do you know what was wrong in there?
I went through
it. You didn't need to.
I went through it and looked and I found the problem.
I asked you if white rice would repair it.
You said
no.
So you're saying the difference between brown rice, which you tried.
I didn't try brown rice.
That's the problem then. You gotta go with a long brown rice. Or a more densely packed quinoa. Or a fat farro grain.
It's on camera. That's what you said yesterday.
I said brown rice, but I did not say. I said rice.
This is the most asinine confrontation ever, right? Dude, your phone is busted. You're at a repair shop. The person who spends all day fixing phones says it can't be fixed. Your source suggesting a rice fix is probably just another elderly person.
I did not say white rice. White rice will repair that.
You have said three different things since you've stood here.
And you lied to me.
No.
You lied to me.
Not once.
Let's just wait till the cops get here.
Okay.
Okay.
I could take it apart and show you exactly.
I don't care what was wrong because all it did was slide in water, sir.
Phones love water. I don't see a problem.
You told me flat out white rice will not repair that. Flat out.
If this guy is so convinced that rice can fix his phone, why doesn't he just go to the grocery store, buy some rice, and try this out?
Okay. I could take it apart and show you exactly.
I don't care what was wrong because all it did was slide in water, sir.
Well, let's just wait for
the
cops.
You told me flat out white rice will not repair that. Flat out.
Exactly. It won't.
Okay. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, what you hear and what I actually did are two different things.
I don't care what you did.
Yeah, you.
No, I don't.
Okay, so what kind
of... I only care about what I hear in my head.
...world you live in where what is actually repaired and what you're told are two different things, and you don't care to know the truth.
I do care to know the truth.
Okay.
Well, the truth... Oh, my God.
I've been told by many people that white rice will do it.
Okay.
I come in here to your business, you tell me it won't.
I can tell you the world is flat.
Well, the world is flat.
A lot of people tell me it won't. It isn't.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. What's the most baffling here is it's like this guy goes to a repair shop. What did you want to happen? My theory is he didn't want to be charged. He wanted to hear, oh, you just have to put the phone in rice. I'll do this for you. Let me just put your phone in rice for, you know, a couple minutes. No charge. This asshole didn't even want to use his own rice. Cheap motherfucker. I hope this clerk eventually threw him out of his store. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Hey, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. It's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Believe it or not, I've been at this daily show since December of 2004, so there are thousands of shows for you to listen to in the archive. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. We've got another sideshow exclusive coming up on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, another sideshow exclusive podcast. Usually you do two a week. We also do other things, mini programs. We haven't done a lot of those. We kind of do it in waves. Sometimes we do like a bunch of mini shows throughout the week. Other times we do exclusive shows. Lately, we've been doing exclusive programs. What did we call the mini programs that we would post? A churdlet? Churdlets or something like that. Anyways, check it out. Superfreaksideshow.com. Become a true and honorable freak. Support the show if you like it. You Sideshow members are the reason this show continues. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know how people talk about stuck-up pricks? They say stuff like, I bet, you know, he thinks his shit don't stink. That motherfucker thinks he farts rainbows or something. Well, what if I told you could fart chocolate? Well, that doesn't sound appealing, does it? It's better than, like, rotten egg stink. France has given the world fragrant perfume and very stinky cheeses, but the country's latest and greatest offering may be a pill that makes farts smell like chocolate. Hot, steaming butt chocolate. Or as Corey might say, a butt fudge sundae. The sweet-smelling product is the creation of Christian Poncheval, a 65-year-old inventor who hails from the village of French town, and looks like Santa Claus's younger hippie brother. Poncheval sells the pills online. Oh, really? You can buy them right now? Guys, we've got to try this out. $23 for 60 capsules. That doesn't seem like a bad deal. The webpage promises the chocolate pills will allow the users to fart through to the new year in grand style. Apparently this news story was written a few weeks ago. The chocolate pills are a new addition to Poncheval's odorific arsenal, which also include pills that make farts smell like roses or violets, and fart-reducing powder for pets. As with most new creations, necessity was the mother of invention. He was eating dinner with friends in 2006 when he realized the group had caused a gas attack at the restaurant. Quote, "Our farts were so smelly after the copious meal, we nearly suffocated," he said. "The people at the table next to us were not happy. Something had to be done." The 65-year-old says that his pills are aimed at easing indigestion and are made of 100% natural ingredients like fennel, seaweed, and blueberries. The pills are sold on the internet site. Oh, boy. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's some French thing. Paloupe.com. And have been approved by health authorities. He says, "I have all sorts of customers. Some buy them because they have problems with flatulence, and some buy them as a joke to send to their friends. Christmas always sees a surge in sales." Mr. Poncheval said he even has a number of British clients who buy his products online. Well, wait a second here. Let's go to his website. Debloat, quench stench, add a touch of something. 100% natural invention by a French laboratory. Special. Ooh, order three or more and we'll add a free shipment tracking barcode. Not exactly a huge incentive, but here we go. So they've got, a 20% off deal right now. They've got the chocolate edition for humans, totally natural remedy for stinky farts. Now with a chocolate aroma. There's others. The violet one for human stinky farts. Give your flatulence a violet scent. There's also rose. And then, I don't know what this one is, St. Valentine's Ginger Fart Pill. Oh, it's a special for Valentine's Day. What is the first natural aphrodisiac anyone thinks about? Not smelling ass gas? Well, here it is combined with our unique formula. Totally natural remedy for human stinky farts with a zest of all-purpose ginger. May your sweetheart feel your love. Dick, is he talking about Dick here? Naughty man. Second story we have for you today, a man who spent his $2,500 inheritance. I'm sorry. Woo, he's rich. A man who spent his $2,500 inheritance on drink and crack cocaine exposed himself to a shopkeeper. And then later on, he spit in his and a teenage girl's face. That sounds pretty bad, but considering he did $2,500 worth of cocaine, it could have been a lot worse. In this case, spit really is the preferred bodily fluid. David Ryan Mohan also damaged a 13 group, I don't know what that is, worker's car while hurling foul abuse at her in the street and then smashed a mother's window during a bizarre crime spree after coming into some money. The 28-year-old dad committed the offenses during a period when he was drinking daily and using crack cocaine and other drugs. He appeared at Teesside Magistrate's Court on Tuesday to be sentenced for two assaults, two criminal damage charges, exposure, using threatening or abusive words, failing to surrender to court bail, and breaching a conditional discharge. The matters were found proved in his absence last November after he failed to turn up at his own trial. Joanne Hess, prosecuting, said that on January 20th of last year, Mohan had gone into the Lifestyle Express store. Is that like a vitamin store? Like a supplement place? Or maybe a Whole Foods? Regardless, seeing a man drunk and strung out on crack cocaine had to have been a shocking sight. Although I guess the name is kind of appropriate for someone on crack cocaine. You're living your life in the express lane. Zipping around. Twitching and tweaking. At around 9 a.m., he approached the shop owner. He exposed his genitals and started playing with himself. He then placed his penis on the counter and banged it against it several times. This is why I miss the days of having a little bell on the desk. Need service? Ding, ding. Maybe if you had a bell, you wouldn't have people whacking their penis on the counter. All right, he then laughed. I would too, it's kind of funny. And left the store. Months later, on April 27th, Mohan again entered the same store, but was asked to leave as he had been banned after the exposure incident. He remained in the store, though, and the police were called by the shop owner. Incensed, he then lunged forward and spat at him over the counter. In a victim statement that was read out to the court, the shop owner said, "I work 14 hours a day and constantly put up with abuse. It's getting so bad, I'm thinking about moving away from the area." Shortly after the incident, a 17-year-old girl, who was pushing a friend's child, was known to Mohan and encountered him outside the shop. The court heard that she had earlier called the police as he was continually hovering around the home where the teen was babysitting. After seeing her, he tried to grab her phone and he spat in her face before making off. He later went to the home of the teen's mother and smashed a window with a rock after entering her garden. According to the report, Mohan, quote, doesn't dispute these offenses. During that period, he was drinking excessively and taking crack cocaine and other drugs. As a result, he has minimal recollection. A probation report added that the exposure offense wasn't sexual. It was threatening, though. You know how some people, like, bang their hand on a counter or desk or something to get attention. Hey, excuse me. You know, he's just doing that. It was more of a thwopping sound with his dick. Mohan was given a restraining order against the shop owner and the teenage girl, each for 2 years. He was also given an 18-month community order with 20 rehabilitation days and a 6-month alcohol treatment program. Have you guys been following this television show on TLC called I Am Jazz? I've never heard of this thing until earlier this year, I guess late last year, when I started watching Dr. Pimple Popper. I don't know how this is a fucking television show, this Pimple Popper show. It's the same thing every episode. This doctor just, you know, sees patients that have big fucking growths, right? And she just squeezes the fucking pus out. It's a half hour or hour of just her squeezing out ricotta cheese. It's mesmerizing, though. Anyway, so I watched Dr. Pimple Popper, and throughout the episode, you know, during the commercial breaks, they have promos for I Am Jazz. I guess Jazz is a young girl. She's like a transgender person, right? Was born biologically a man and is going through the transition. And in this upcoming season, she actually gets her cock lobbed off. Well, on Tuesday's episode of I Am Jazz, Jazz Jennings' mom, Jeanette Jennings, brainstorms fun ways to help her daughter celebrate her upcoming gender confirmation surgery. Everything has to be a party now. I had root canal last month. Where's my fucking pinata? Remember when they called it gender reassignment? Because you're literally taking the dick, right? You're slicing it down the middle. And you're I don't know, drilling a hole and tucking shit in different ways. And, you know, you're rejiggering. It's a gender rejiggering. That at least sounds more accurate than gender confirmation. Oh, the doctors are just confirming my gender. No, they're going in with a scalpel. You know, they're cutting shit and taping stuff and stapling or something. I don't know what the hell goes on. I'm not a doctor. I'm an idiot. Oh, wait, is it? Wait, gender is different than... I'm so confused about this stuff. I'm so sorry. Gender is different than sex? Is that right? They always say that. People always say, gender, there's a difference between gender and something else, but I can't remember it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about a missing penis. I want to have a farewell to penis party, she tells her husband, who immediately starts laughing. This is the mother, by the way. The mother of a teenage girl. You can totally just tell that this is a reality TV mom. Because I don't think anyone else is that ecstatic when a child changes genders or sexes or whatever they're changing. When a child confirms their gender. My mom would be like in funeral attire, right? A black veil. We would not be having a party. My mama would be saying things like, we've got to move. I can't tell the family about this. You can't walk around town as a woman. All right, things have changed, though, thankfully, right? For our society. All right, I want to have a farewell to penis party, she tells her husband, who immediately starts laughing. Jeanette explains that she wants the party to help distract from the stress and seriousness of the surgery. Which, okay, I understand that. I want to do this party because I want to have fun with the idea that Jazz is having surgery. This is not fun. There's nothing fun about this, but laughter is the best medicine. Again, I can get behind that. Okay. What better way to do that than with a penis-themed party, complete with a cake and, yes, a piñata? The mother went on to say, look, Jazz is having this surgery. Let's not freak out, and let's just say goodbye to her penis. When Jeanette tells Jazz, 18, about the idea, the reality star is all for it.
Oh, my God! I want to do this! This sounds so much fun! Maybe I should write a little eulogy to my penis.
Jazz underwent the long-awaited surgery in June, following the, you know, but they filmed it for the show, and they haven't aired it yet. Following the procedure, she shared her first post-surgery photo. You mean post-confirmation surgery photo or something, to social media, assuring her fans that she was doing great. Thanks for all the love and support, she tweeted, along with the selfie. I've been so ready for this for so long, she added. If you want to watch Jazz or I Am Jazz, it airs on Tuesday over there at TLC, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206. I'm gonna say this real slow because I want you guys to call in. 206-666.
Devil! Yeah, Satan!
206-666-4463. If you spell that all out, if you use like numbers, letters, place of numbers. That's 206-660-HGOD. Oh, God. Call in, leave a message for me. Love to hear from you guys and play your messages on the show. Other ways to contact me, show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. All right, I'm going to play a few patron calls here. These are people who have pledged a few bucks over there at our Patreon account. Another way to support the show. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. patreon.com/distortedview.
Tim! My wife and I absolutely loved that picking up girls video you made. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I think I posted that on the feed, right? So you can find it on YouTube if you want to share it with someone, maybe, or Facebook, our Facebook page.
Hilarious. We were cracking up. Please make more of those, maybe just little segments of show. I actually wouldn't even mind if you substituted some episodes for just making those kinds of videos. I'm sure they think this
is I think eventually I would like to do that.
Edit. But they're great, Tim. You make great videos. I'm sure they'll pick up. Maybe some YouTubers will start looking into the podcast if you make them consistently, because I know the YouTube algorithm is shit, so you got to make one like every damn day.
Yeah, I can't do that. It just takes too long. I can maybe do one once a week.
But anyways, just wanted to say that. Thank you.
I'm going to be working on another one real soon. So if you like that video, thank you. I appreciate it. You don't have to, if it's not your thing, that's fine. I'll always have the podcast here, but, if you like the video...
Hey, Timmy.
Appreciate all the nice comments.
So, the lady, cat lady, don't play the voiceover for her. I sound drunk, but I wasn't.
You know my rules about that.
Vladimir Putin and I were talking the other day about, Sideshow versus Patreon getting the...
voicemail.
The Patreon voicemail. Because, we really only hear ourselves. And, obviously we'd love to hear ourselves. That's why we gave you $5 in the first place. But, basically, I don't know. Maybe you should do a poll to see, who would stay on Patreon if you gave the Sideshow Freaks the number.
Or, I'm okay with that, too.
Why don't you do a non-Patreon voicemail day? So... we can hear others talk about, October and November.
I know. I really do. I will be playing more. We'll do some more voicemails today. How about
that? Tim, human garbage. This message is for TJ from Chicago. Just wanted to give him a shout out. Tell him good job on that hover round stunt.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brother.
Fucking praise. TJ. TJ fessed up. Was that on a Sideshow exclusive program where he, I get calls from Hover Around all the fucking time, and he fessed up. He was the one that initially called Hover Around, gave them my number, and they've been calling ever since for years. I can't get these Hover Around people off my fucking back.
So I just did a whole voicemail and I hung up instead of pressing pound, so I don't know if it went through or it got deleted.
Right.
But I just want to let you know that I...
This guy sounds drunk too.
I've been listening to your show for going on 9 years now, and I am very proud of that. I always try to show people what you've done and how
Thank
hilarious you.
You
are and how fucked up some of your stuff is. So it's always... it's always nice. I either get a cringy face or I get someone cracking up laughing. And I also wanted to know...
Those are the two best reactions I could ask for.
What your favorite type of food is. What's your favorite thing to have for dinner? Something like that. I want to try it out. So if you have any recommendations,
gay?
Let me know.
Gay question. My favorite food. I don't know. I like... I like... pasta, I like Italian food, lasagna. I'm like Garfield, big fat cat.
Hey, Timmy, long time listener, first time calling in.
Hey, good boy.
I'm listening to your November 21st episode. You're wondering why people get Shetland ponies, sport animals. Kind of simple.
Really? I asked that question out loud. Guys, if anyone knows why people get Shetland ponies, call into the voicemail line. I'm very curious.
It costs a lot of money to train an animal to be an actual support animal.
Uh-huh.
And dogs have a lifespan of about maybe 8 to 10 years.
That's true.
If you're lucky.
Not the way I take care of them. Every 4 or 5 years, I'm getting new dogs.
Shetland and pony.
That's why you give dogs the cheap dog food. And you only take them to the vet if, you know, they have open sores or something. This way, they die sooner, and you get to replace it with a new fresh dog.
Yeah, an average lifespan of about 25 years. Would you rather spend that money
every
8 years?
But are the costs comparable? Like, to train a dog, you know, a service dog in a Shetland pony? I would think a Shetland pony would cost more. Like, everything about the pony would cost more. Buying the pony is going to cost more than getting a dog, right? Training a pony is going to... Like, I understand the pony's going to last longer.
You'd rather spend it every 20 years.
Where do you keep a Shetland pony? Do they stay in the house?
Dumbass.
Yeah, I'm the dumbass. Okay, I'm just asking the questions that everyone wants to know, but they're too afraid for fear of being labeled a dumbass. Let me be the dumbass. Okay, I'm okay with that. If you ever have a question, right, that you're embarrassed to ask, I may have just said embarrassed with a K. If you're embarrassed to ask, if you ever have a question, I'm drunk too. If you have a question that you're embarrassed to ask, you just email me or something and I will ask that question. Like it's coming from me. I won't rat you out. That might be a fun segment. I'll try to work it into the show, like naturally. But if something ever seems weird, you know, you can call me out and be like, Tim, wait a second. When you ask why your butthole is starfish-shaped, that sounds like a Distorted View listener question. I wonder if you could surgically have your butthole... this is like a question from me now. I wonder if that could be like a form of cosmetic surgery. Or instead of like the starfish butthole, you get like, I don't know, like an octagon. Or a triangle, or a spiral, not a spiral butthole. All right, that's it for the show. I think we should end it right there. Can't get any dumber than that comment. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is it. Oh, God.
You know, which is so f***ed up. I snorted the blood. I'm an intravenous drug user.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will be back tomorrow to kick off a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Clean your dick off, yeah. Clean the fucking shit cock off.
Oh. Clean that shit cock off. Lick the shit off, honey. Lick the shit. Use your tongue. See a little shit smeared on the shaft. How many S words can he possibly use in a sentence?